them hear you.
This is Make Them Hear You with ideas of how you can have your voice heard before Congress. For the entire month of June, we are devoting our show to our electoral process and what you can do to strengthen it. Each week, we will discuss different actions guided by the principle that every American should be able to cast a ballot easily and securely. This is the time to let your thoughts be known about election fairness because it takes many months for actions to be put into practice. So here are two possible actions you can take in this week two. Action one, learn about and maybe even donate to EqualVotes.us. Again, that's EqualVotes.us. Right now, a San Antonio judge is weighing the legality of the current Electoral College process the way it happens now in choosing a president. Plaintiffs dug into their claims that the winner-take-all method is unconstitutional, discriminatory, and leads to the dilution of minority votes. A coalition of law firms and the League of United Latin American Citizens filed four federal lawsuits last February in two politically red states, Texas and South Carolina, and two traditionally blue states, California and Massachusetts. All four lawsuits challenge the constitutionality of the winner-take-all method that states use to allocate their electoral college votes. The suits against Texas and South Carolina also allege that those states' methods violate the Voting Rights Act, Section 2, which prohibits voting practices or procedures which discriminate on the basis of race or color against minority groups. Action 2. We mentioned this a few weeks ago, but the Democracy Restoration Act, that's House Resolution 196, Senate Bill 1068, they're both up for your senators and representative to vote on. People are saying things like, "Hi, I'm from 80235, and I'm calling to express my concern that people who have served a prison sentence are excluded from electing their own representatives." States vary in their approach to voting rights, leaving millions of Americans, including more than one in every 10 African-American men, without the right to vote. I would like my senator or representative, you, to co-sponsor the Democracy Restoration Act, again, H.R. 196 or Senate Bill 1068, which would give returning citizens the right to vote in federal elections. If you are not voting for this, why not? Remember, it's also important to invite even people of a different party than you to vote. Voting is a democratic freedom, not a partisan act. You can find out more at AmericansOfConscience.com. And if you have any thoughts on any of the legislative ideas presented here, you can contact your representative and senators. This is Chris Moore with Make Them Hear You.